The Saints take it on the road tonight and play under the lights in Mandeville. Hi again, everybody. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Welcome into the New Orleans Saints afternoon, I guess now evening wrap, at NewOrleansSaints.com. We knew this day was coming. It was a highlight for those on the North Shore, and it arrived here under steamy weather and seemingly pleasant skies. No rain, as we were threatened earlier tonight. So practice went off without a hitch tonight from 7 until 9. At Mandeville High School. Head coach Sean Payton talked about the special atmosphere that greeted his players tonight on the North Shore.
It changes things up. I think nighttime, it's a little cooler. Look, you pull up and guys are in the locker room, and you know, a lot of these young guys aren't too far removed from being in a high school locker room themselves. So I think it's really good. And I thought the atmosphere when we got here was really impressive when you saw, you know, you really don't know what the turnout's going to be, but obviously, it was a real good turnout. So, yeah, I thought it was good for our players.
And, John, that's how Coach started tonight. What are some other notable things that Coach Payton had to say about his two-hour workout with the team tonight?
Well, specifically, he liked the tempo. He thought they got in very good work. He thought the conditions were conducive to getting in good work. Jarris Bird, the safety, who we have not seen this entire preseason, is scheduled to play on Saturday night. Coach said it was basically a matter of how many snaps he would actually get. Looks like Keenan Lewis is going to play. Looks like Champ Bailey might try to give it a go also. So maybe the entire secondary might be intact. If they're not intact for this game, they very well could play in the fourth preseason game, which is generally a game where you get a lot of backup guys in, but they might play in that game.
Bird looked good tonight. He really did. Had a couple of picks in practice tonight, flew around. John, I guess I'm partially surprised and partially not surprised about Bird being this ready this quick.
Well, you know, he's done a lot of work on the side, and we saw him do his individual work, and he looked great doing it in West Virginia, so it was just a matter of time before he got cleared. Now, certainly he just got cleared a couple of days ago to get back into full contact, and he's getting back on the field. We know he's got great hands. We saw him make a couple of picks tonight, one of them a one-handed interception, so he's one of those guys who's got great ball skills. That's why the Saints got him as a free agent.
As we continue to watch the highlights, or per se, from practice tonight, anything else stick out? How did the offense look in your eyes?
Well, the offense looked pretty crisp to me, actually. I mean, now they had a couple of breakdowns, but you're going to have some of those in this kind of workout. But specifically, Coach Payton said that Drew Brees looked extremely sharp tonight. We expect that from Drew Brees. And as long as he's getting back into his rhythm with this offense, you expect big things out of this offense.
Big smiles on the players' faces as they got off the buses tonight, and certainly the crowd was ready to greet them. I mean, literally, as soon as they walked onto the grass here at Mandeville High School, the cheers went up. They cheered them all the way through stretching. Seemingly everything was something to feel good about for North Shore football fans. You know, Pierre Thomas is a veteran now with the New Orleans Saints, but even a night like tonight takes him back a little bit to those days under those Friday night lights.
It was different. Reminded me of the old days, you know, the underneath the lights. Even though it's a Wednesday night, I'm used to Fridays, but hey, it was good to, you know, come out here in Mandeville and, you know, perform in front of these fans, you know, the fans out here, and, you know, just to hear the excitement out of their, you know, out of them, you know, to see the support and just to hear it, it was just amazing. It was just an amazing feeling, and I'm not gonna lie, I looked at the crowd, just sitting there, just looking at the crowd, told them it was a lot more funner looking at them than practice, but no, I had a good time. I was just messing with the crowd. I like to entertain with the crowd a little bit.
So Thomas and the Saints have a bus ride back to Metairie, hit the showers, and then hit the hay. It's back to work tomorrow, John, for the Saints on Airline Drive.
Yeah, quick turnaround, so you want to be careful, of course, with your bodies and how they rebound. This was a little bit cooler night than certainly it was yesterday during the heat. So, but we expect another scorcher tomorrow. So it's going to be important that they get hydrated again, that you rest your bodies and get ready for that quick turnaround.
All right, no access for the fans tomorrow, and unfortunately we'll report that to you. But Coach Payton is moving the practice to the indoor facility. It will still go at 11 a.m. Tomorrow on the Black and Blue Report, we'll hear from David Hawthorne, Pierre Thomas, and a little basketball too. Otherwise, John will get you prepared for practice as a part of the written word and morning report as we go into that 11 a.m. workout, which should conclude probably between 1 and 1:30. The countdown to Saturday night against the Colts continues, but tonight, a fun one here on the road at Mandeville. For John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. That'll do it for our coverage tonight here at NewOrleansSaints.com.